Politicians move on after the Arizona massacre. Stay tuned for UnNews. January 2011, Washington, the Capitol. After the Arizona shooting that killed six people and seriously injured a congresswoman, President Obama and Speaker John Boehner, some pronounce that Boehner, both faced challenges. Urged civility on their respective power bases? Toned down the rhetoric? No, used the tragedy to maximize their own political gain. The president scored first in the macabre game. Leading the nation today in a moment of silence instantly won the approval of millions of Americans, as it was his first appearance in the last 23 months where he didn't hump his health care law. Moments later, speaking of which, he muttered to the speaker, quote, "You wouldn't do anything as crass as vote to repeal my new law so soon after this crisis, would you?" Unquote. A sheepish Mr. Boehner said, quote, "No, I guess not," unquote, and whispered to his aide to find something else to mail Rush Limbaugh for his birthday. The bill to repeal Obamacare was to sail through the House, through the sparkle of flash bulbs and the popping of corks, before certain death in the Senate. The vote would assure House members that they had come to Washington to do something and free them to settle down to horse trading and business as usual. Instead, the House will now meet briefly and vote condolences to the shooting victims. As reported, Speaker Boehner has already had a scare as 100 young legislators mistakenly arrived last week at the Capitol of Washington State. However, ex-Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't know that and was convinced to leave her personal Air Force jet, which was then used to ferry the lawmakers across the country to the right Washington to make the transfer of power official. The new wave of Tea Party legislators defiantly led a public reading of the U.S. Constitution, which some claim limits their powers. But minority members of the minority convinced Republicans to include the stuff about slavery so they could blame the United States for things one last time. And the Republicans' greatest hope was not realized. On hearing the words of the document, Ms. Pelosi's body did not burst into flames. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.